I'm thinking about these words halfway through the poem on friendship by Khalil Gibran from The Prophet. Let there be no purpose in friendship save the deepening of the spirit. For love that seeks aught but the disclosure of its own mystery isn't love, but a net cast forth, and only the unprofitable is caught. Anyone who loves knows that there is something real there that can't be measured by test tubes or thermometers or the physics laboratories. What goes on between us is the spirit. Whether it's a holy spirit or a problematical spirit, it's by its fruits that you know it. So when people can say you and me, we're learning the language of the Trinity. The language of the Father and the Son is you and me. And the Holy Spirit is the and. But we can be very busy about our friendships and very manipulative. You might say, give her 3 gins and tonics and she's anybody's. Or they used to say in the army, they put extra some chemicals in the tea which makes sure that you are nobody's. Didn't seem to have an effect on me. But sometimes we can be quite manipulative and very busy about friendships. We like instant friendship because we live in a world where everything's instant. Instant mashed potato, instant whip, instant everything. And some people want instant friendship. Well, the most important things in the world take time. It takes centuries for a diamond to form under high temperature and pressure. And when you find diamonds, it's simply surrounded by an awful lot of rubbish and other stuff. And even then, the diamond doesn't look very spectacular. It has to be cut. Oh, how painful. It has to be polished in order to refract light. That takes time, centuries to make diamonds. I think it takes 2 years to give birth to an elephant. Why is it we always want instant love, instant friendship? So it requires the Holy Spirit's gift of patience. For Gibran says that love that seeks aught but the disclosure of its own mystery isn't love but a net cast forth, and only the unprofitable is caught. We have to remember that we're lent to each other. We belong to God. And if we try to possess people, or catch them, or trap them, the Lord says, let my people go. Because real friendship dies when there's any manipulation, or lack of patience, or people get pushed into friendship, sometimes from a sense of guilt because we're so generous to them. And we'll never know, really, whether people loved us or whether they loved what we do for them. And then he goes on to say, let your best be for your friend. Oh, dear. Oh, so often my friends haven't had the best of me. They've had scraps of time. I remember when I was first ordained, I was chaplain to the Middlesex Hospital. I used to work so hard there and in the parish. And occasionally I'd go home to my parents on a Sunday evening. I was so tired, I wasn't any fun at all. And then once it happened to me, a priest friend was coming for some supper with me. And I'm quite a good cook, and I had a little electric ring with 3 saucepans who took their turn on the ring. I made some homemade wine, some of my homemade candles, a really nice supper ready for my friend. I looked out of the window. There he was, slid down the banisters, out of the front door, went all the way to meet him, brought him in. He plonked himself down and said, I'm so tired, I don't think I could eat anything. He went to sleep on the couch. Well, I was glad he had a rest. But so often, we don't give our best for our friends. My motto now is, prime time for friends. I think it's the most important thing in the world. And when we preach about love, people know whether we know what we're talking about. My face lights up. I'm animated. I'm inspired. People say this man speaks with authority, not just what he's read in books. I'm convinced that if we've put friendship as the most important thing in the world before anything else, this will give inspiration to everything else we do. And what about the divine friend? I know what it is to say, oh, I've got 10 minutes to spare. Lunch is in 10 minutes. It's not worth writing a letter. Not worth reading any more of my book. Not worth... Oh, I'll pray. Sometimes the Lord, who calls us his friends, gets scraggins of time. Bits that aren't useful for anything else. Prime time for the divine friend. Prime time for our friends. So let's make some dates. Let's put a line through our diaries sometimes to give prime time for friends. Then we'll have some wonderful staging post to look forward to. And afterwards, what a happy evening together. What a happy memory. Let your best be for your friend. For if he must know the ebb of your tide, let him know its flood also. Sometimes we only hear from our friends when they're in trouble. What a shame. More of that next week.
Laudetur Jesus Christus.